Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: إن هذه القلوب تمل كما تمل الأبدان، فابتغوا لها طرائف الحكمة.
Ali alayhi salam said, "The hearts become tired as the bodies become tired. You should therefore search for beautiful sayings for them to enjoy by way of refreshment."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, of course, the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is a persona which is truly amazing. We continue to talk about these various aspects and these different angles of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we still have so much more that we can talk about. He is truly the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. One of the things that we really learn and we really see in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this fact that he had a very positive outlook on life. We don't find that he had a negative outlook. And matter of fact, this is what Islam teaches us. This is what the Holy Quran teaches us. And of course, this is what the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the divinely appointed imams, they teach us. The Almighty Allah,
wants us to always be positive, to have a negative outlook on life, to have a pessimistic outlook on life. This is reprimanded in Islam. And matter of fact, in some cases, this can lead to becoming a haram act, a prohibited act, and it could be considered a sin. Pessimism, negativity, always thinking that the glass is half empty, these are un-Islamic ideas. Islam teaches us to be positive. Imam Ali alayhi salam and his universal persona teaches us to be positive. There are so many beautiful things in our lives. And sometimes we say, well, we are facing a trial or a difficulty. If we look at it in a positive manner, yes, it might be difficult, but it will help us to get through that difficulty if we look at it as a positive thing that is happening. In the traditions, we find that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they say that when Allah wants somebody to come close to Him after they have sinned, Allah puts them through some kind of a small punishment, a small difficulty, a small test, so that that individual turns towards the Almighty Allah and asks for forgiveness. So even that small problem that we're facing, that difficulty that we're facing, that issue that has come up, this thing that is worrying us could very well be a path and a door to turn towards the Almighty Allah and ask for forgiveness. But again, we have to have a positive outlook. It is that positive outlook that will give us the peace and mind to turn towards Allah in a positive aspect so that we can open our hands and beg at the door of the Almighty Allah, the one who is constantly waiting for us to return to Him, to turn to Him, to ask from Him, to beseech from Him, to supplicate to Him. These are just a few of the things that we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Always, dear brothers and sisters, have a positive outlook on your life, and most especially when you are going through those difficult times. A very heart-moving lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Surah Tawbah is one of the last surahs to be revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفَعَ نُورَ اللَّهَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. That there are people who wish to put all out the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would like to blow off the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their mouths, they afwai him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya'ba Allah illa. When we talk about the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is not nur. Allah is khaliqun nur. Nur is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are various manifestations of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the best example of the nur of Allah is the personality of Ali ibn Abi Talib. In that light, this ayat is saying that one example of this would be that there are people who try to, you know, put off the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَعَبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا. But Allah fully intends to do nothing but أَن يُطِمَّ نُورُهُ, to protect His nur. And if Allah is so much intent in doing it, people can do whatever they want. You know, people during the early days from the Umayyads to the present time in form of the Wahhabis and the Salafis, they tried their best to diminish the name and the image of Ali ibn Abi Talib. But they were losers in the past, and they will be losers now and in the future. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعَبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا. Allah intends nothing but أَن يُطِمَّ نُورُهُ, but to protect and complete his nur. For us, Ali is not only a good Sahabi, he's not only a learned scholar, he's not only a very pious person, he's actually the pure embodiment of Islam. The Prophet of Islam brought the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as Islam. That message in form of theory manifested in form of the Quran. But if you look at that message in form of a practical example, it manifested in form of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So basically, when he brought Islam, he brought Quran on one hand and Ali on the other hand. Both are the miracles and the mu'jizat of Rasulullah to the Ummah. You have to look at the Quran, learn what you have to do, look at the example of Ali, and this is where you have to follow. And he expressed this very clearly in Ghadir when he says, Inni tarikum fikum as-saqalain. I am leaving two saqalain. I am leaving two precious things among you as source of guidance. One is Kitabullah, the book of Allah, the Quran, and the other is Itrat Ahlul Bayt. And at the head of the Ahlul Bayt, we have the personality of Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Do
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.